broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. A blizzard blanketing the Midwest, downing power lines, canceling flights, and potentially disrupting an opening chapter of the presidential campaign. Here's CBS forecaster David Parkinson.
It is going to be the coldest Iowa caucus on record, and it's not even close. The previous record coldest was back in 2004 when it was 16 degrees for a high. We'll probably only get to minus 4 on Monday.
Well, Iowans are made of tough stuff. Hope Kansas football fans are, too, ahead of today's wild card playoff game between the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Forecaster Parkinson again.
That's probably going to be the coldest playoff football game potentially on record. Your high temperature for the day is 6 degrees. When you're kicking off, it's probably closer to 0 degrees, and your wind chill probably below negative 20.
Well, the Chiefs coach says his team's prepared.
KC coach Andy Reid.
Cold is cold, but you go do your thing. You go play. There's one thing you don't have to do, and that's tell them to stand by the warmer.
Stand by the warmers. There will be a lot of that.
CBS's Steve Kathan. The U.S. has hit more sites in Yemen linked to the Houthi rebels who've been attacking Western shipping in the Red Sea. Pentagon spokesman Major General Patrick Wright.
We absolutely do not want to see extension of the conflict in Gaza broader into the region, and we'll continue to work hard on that. But at the same time, we can't allow the Houthis to continue to conduct these attacks, putting innocent mariners' lives at risk and affecting the global economy.
About 12% of world trade passes through the Red Sea. Massive demonstrations expected in London and other world capitals today against Israel's war in Gaza and those strikes on Yemen. In Taiwan, counting the votes in a tight three-way race that could be decided by the island's young. Here's the BBC's Shema Khalil.
Young people who have been uninspired by the two establishment parties, if you will, the DPP and the KMT, and they're voting for a third one, the TPP, which is making this race very interesting and very close. They're saying that a lot of it has to do with job opportunities, with housing that has become very, very challenging.
Boeing MAX 9 jets still grounded after last week's mid-air incident when that door blew off an Alaska Airlines jetliner.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it will require inspections of 40 Boeing 737 MAX 9 airplanes and will review data from those checks before allowing the planes to resume flights. United and Alaska Airlines say they have canceled Boeing 737 MAX 9 flights through Tuesday. Alaska has been canceling about 20% of daily flights since the grounding of its 65 MAX 9 planes. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
MAX 9s grounded on both sides of the Atlantic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The snow is coming down hard in most of Wisconsin, and it'll be 6 to 12 inches before it's all over. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The target, the heaviest of the snow, is still tracking the same direction as the last one, headed in towards Richland Center, Madison, Beaver Dam, the Dells, even possibly up into the Fox Valley as well.
The snow in this storm is drier than Tuesday's, and wind gusts could exceed 50 miles per hour, qualifying as a blizzard. A Dane County judge has blocked an effort from legislative Republicans to remove the state's top election administrator. The judge ruled that Megan Wolf is able to stay in her position until the State Elections Commission names a new administrator. The judge also ruled that the commission has no obligation to find a new administrator. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks blow out the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 135-102 win over the Celtics at five serve form. It got so bad for Boston, they benched all of their starters in the second half. The Bucks bouncing back after losing to the Jazz. Adrian Griffin.
You know, I thought we learned from the Utah game. You learn from every game. And I know some people think it's like cliche, but the only thing you can do is find ways to get better.
NFL, the Packers headed tomorrow to Dallas to play the Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card game. game. Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week for a second time in a row. The last Packer to do that, receiver Don Beebe in 1996 when they won the Super Bowl. And the New England Patriots have promoted their linebackers coach, Gerard Mayo, as the new head coach, replacing Bill Belichick.
I'll always be a Patriot, but at this time, we're gonna move on.
That's Bill Belichick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy snow and still windy, gusts to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. For tonight, cloudy skies, 2 below, wind chills around 20 below. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, still a bit breezy, and highs in the single digits.
Right now, it's 22.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our number two of the big show and Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, doing an outstanding job on this snowy Friday, January 12th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zommers, the snow continues to fall here in downtown Madison, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square.
It sure does, and I'm seeing even fewer people out on the street.
it's nasty out there. A couple of very serious bulletins to give you in terms of the weather for our listeners across the state of Wisconsin. First of all, from Waukesha County, a state of emergency has been declared for all of Waukesha County until tomorrow afternoon. Stay sheltered in place if possible. Do not travel unless absolutely necessary, as conditions are currently life-threatening. That according to the Waukesha County government. Again, a state of emergency declared for all of Waukesha County, of particular interest to our listeners on WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha. This state of emergency goes through tomorrow afternoon. They are asking folks to please stay off the roads. Again, all 72 counties in this state of Wisconsin right now have winter weather bulletins. Some of the worst include blizzard warnings now, in effect until around noon tomorrow for Grant County. That is in southwest Wisconsin, just across the river from Dubuque, where they are expecting up to 14 inches of snow and also 50 mile per hour plus winds. The other blizzard area of notable concern, blizzard warnings until noon tomorrow in the Fox Valley, Appleton, up to Green Bay, Door County. Somewhere 15 inches plus, maybe even up to 19 inches of total snow in the Fox Valley up through Green Bay, and 50 mile per hour winds. Also blizzard warnings up near Lake Superior, north of Hayward, and around 11 inches of snow expected there, 50 mile per hour winds. The rest of the state under winter storm warnings for the most part, several inches of snow, but perhaps a foot or more, and blowing and drifting. Looking at the 511wi.gov website at this hour, those are the road conditions, and they are not good, folks. Again, over in Crawford County, some of those roads are now ice covered, as well down in Greene County in the Monroe area, listed as ice covered on Highway 11. Basically, draw a line from Greene Bay down to Dubuque, Iowa. And 50 to 60 miles either side of that line, most of the roads now are listed as snow covered. Too many accidents, too numerous to go through every one. But the interstates, highway, Interstate 41 and also the 39 and 94, multiple accidents on those interstates across the state of Wisconsin right now. So again, if at all possible, please stay home and stay off the roads. Give our road crews the opportunity to clean things up. If you are without power, If you're able to, alert your power company. Line men and line women are doing their best to get power restored in those areas across Wisconsin. And the snow is going to continue as we look at the radar right now, the live radar. It is snowing heavily across much of Wisconsin, and there is still more back in Iowa to come this way. So just stay where you're at and stay chill and enjoy yourself. We're going to enjoy ourselves a little bit. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I have my Packer, my green and gold polo on because coming up this weekend on Sunday, it is time for the Packers, who made it into the playoffs by winning their last game against Detroit. They are going down to Texas, to Dallas, to take on the Cowboys. And let me tell you, folks, time now to bring on one of my friends, longtime friend and Texas native, Dallas Cowboy champion, none other than my friend live from Texas, Mr. Alex Henvey. Alex, how the heck are you? Are you there, Alex?
Hey, Doc. How are you?
Well, we're playing a little Dallas theme music here for you because, you know, we want you to feel at home. You know, I lived with a Texan for a couple of years. We were roommates while you worked up here in Wisconsin. We worked in the legislature together. And, you know, I've told people everybody should live with a Texan at least once because it's fantastic. And one of the most fantastic parts is seeing the enthusiasm that you have as a Texan, as a Cowboys fan. You got to be pumped about the game this weekend.
I am. You know, Todd, Dallas is a winner's town.
You don't sound like it, Alex.
Well, you know, actually, I'm getting over a bout of COVID, to be honest with you. But
are you really? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. COVID is not a real thing down in Texas. I don't know if you guys know that. But
I did not know that. All right.
I'm very excited. Yeah, it's a cold, and we take a zinc tablet and some horse tranquilizer, whatever it is they're giving, we keep going. But,
very good.
We are going to win, and I would like to say the day after the 9th anniversary that it was a catch. It will always be a catch. And if this would be a different meeting, you guys would be a little more bitter. But, you know, we got the momentum. I've always been a secret Packers fan, but not that much this weekend, and it's going to be a bloodbath. I'm sorry.
Didn't you come up to that game? Weren't you here for that 9 years ago or not?
I was not. Here for another game. I went up to Lambeau with my brother, and I was wearing a Chinese fake Michael Irvin jersey that had a giant collar on it. And I was given a lot of guff from the locals, but it was a
really
good time. I enjoy going up to Packerland. However, I will say that a lot of the big Packer stars, once they leave, they tend to move on. Like, where's Aaron Rodgers live? And now he's in New York. Where's Brett? He's down in Mississippi. We still got Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman. Heck, even Jason Garrett still lives here. We don't know why, but Dallas is a winner's town.
Well, a couple of days ago, I went hard after Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the guy is just a complete fruitcake. I would never wear a 12 jersey or, quite frankly, a 4 jersey ever again. I'm a big Jordan Love fan, though. And look, I mean, it's true, right? You've kind of been a quiet Packer fan. And I've told people this. I have been kind of a quiet, closeted Cowboys fan because when I was growing up, the Packers sucked.
I'm out of the closet, Todd. I'm out of the closet.
Well, so am I, but for different
reasons. Let everybody
know. So it's this okay. Confession is good for the soul. But no, I mean, I've always, because when the Packers sucked when I was growing up as a kid, you know, you had Tom Landry and the hat and the tie and Troy Aikman and all that. And I just thought it was cool. And they won. They won, of course. But here now lately, and here's the question for you, Alex. Mike McCarthy, of course, the former Packers quarterback, and now he's been down there in Green Bay. And I know you as a Cowboy fan, I remember, you know, back in the day living with, here's the great thing about Alex. When you're watching a game, And they do something terrible, and Alex would take his laptop and go into his room, and I'd hear, these guys are terrible. We got to get rid of Jerry Jones. What the heck? And then they come back, and they score a touchdown, and Alex would come back to the living room saying, I told you. I told you. But you're a passionate fan, right? You're a passion. So, I mean, have you finally found the coach? Because it's been a long sludge to find the right coach. Is Mike McCarthy the guy to lead the Cowboys to the promised land?
Oh boy, that's a strong question. Cowboys fans are a bit traumatized over the last several decades, and I want to believe in Mike McCarthy. I see a lot of positive things. in Mike McCarthy. I'm not entirely convinced. I think up until this year, you had a lot of Cowboys fans that weren't entirely convinced in Dak just because of the way he can fold in certain games. You put up gaudy numbers in trash time and when you're beating people. And I think for Mike, he is a good old school hard-nosed coach in some ways. He reminds me of a guy that should be like a defensive coordinator. I know he's an offensive coach, but you know, the guy that's got a chew in his mouth and, you know, really tight shorts, screaming in your face kind of thing. But to be a head coach, you know, I'm not sure if he's, you know, you see Belichick, he's kind of an old school guy. People are moving out and things are changing a little bit. And I'm not sure how well he will adjust moving forward, but I want to believe that, that he is the guy and the team's plan for him, that he can deal with Jerry and get the players fired up. But I will say with this team, with the talent that we have, if he doesn't take him deep in the playoffs, you know, he's not going to have a long rope, I don't think.
Well,
have a great regular season.
Your point, I mean, Jerry and Belichick are pretty close, right? I think that if Mike McCarthy would stumble, if somehow the Packers can win this thing on Sunday, I think Bill Belichick's your next coach.
I hope not. I mean,
there was a little how about
the guy's a legend, but if Mike McCarthy isn't successful from this team with this team because he's a little bit old school, Bill Belichick's even further. Yeah. And to motivate the players is the key in this type of environment. And I think you're going to see a lot of trend towards these younger. You know, was the guy Mike Daniel McDaniel down in Miami?
Right,
you're going to see more guys like that coming up. And I've read that there's not going to be as much activity interest in Belichick as people would expect. Kind of
really?
For that reason.
Interesting.
You're seeing the Sean McVays. You're seeing these new young, energetic, offensive minded coaches. And I don't know that. Well, it'll be interesting to see what opportunities come up for Belichick.
Well, in all seriousness, the Cowboys have a great record. They're 12-5. They end up winning the NFC East over Philadelphia. Probably the best win you guys had all year, Alex, was your 33-13 win over Philadelphia in week 13. Also, you beat Detroit week 17, 20-19. Stumbled against Arizona early in the season, 28-16. But, hey, look, as a Packers fan, I respect the Cowboys. And, I mean, people should also know that you're also a UW alum. You got your MBA here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and you got Jake Ferguson, Barry Alvarez's grandson, who has really come out as a huge weapon for you guys.
Yes, I have been watching that closely, and I've been impressed. I was excited when we drafted him, and I'm glad to see that he stepped up and filled Dalton Schultz's shoes very nicely, and I always love to see Wisconsin athletes in Dallas sports teams, dating back to Michael Finley. I was very excited about it. So there's been a lot of good Wisconsin athletes coming down, and it's fun to root for them.
Well, yeah, and Devin Harris did a great job with the Mavs as well down there. If it comes down to the kicking game on Sunday, Pro Bowler kicker Brandon Aubrey. I mean, he's been on fire for Dallas this year.
Yeah, he just stumbled in the last game. Otherwise, he'd have been perfect on the field goals. But that's crucial. Some of the highest scoring players on the team is, you know, the kickers. So Dallas is 8-0 at home this year. We're getting ready to make it 9-0. And I will send you my condolences after we take care of business on Sunday.
So any predictions on the actual score there, Alex?
I think,
give us a serious score.
I'm going to say 14-27.
27-14, 27-14, Cowboys over the Packers. I say the Packers win by a field goal, but we'll see. Alex, appreciate you taking the time, my friend. We'll keep eating those onion rings at Culver's for you. And have yourself a great game.
you too. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, Alex. Come back after this. Your calls, Packer predictions on the All Balls Show in Civic Media.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 down past the hour of 1 o'clock. That's fantastic, Mr. Zomers. Well done. I mean, that's great, a great theme song. The Fox NFL song. I mean, it just gets you pumped up every time you hear it, right? We are talking Packers. Again, my deep appreciation and thanks to my longtime friend, Alex Henvey, for joining. I did not know when he agreed to do this. I didn't know he was suffering from COVID, the poor guy. You could tell he didn't quite have the Texas smack going. He was a little under the weather. But still, as a true Texan does, sucks it up and gets it done.
Oh, absolutely.
And he had some great insight as well. He truly follows this team. He's been a lifelong fan. So as anybody, I guess, from Dallas probably would.
But everyone makes mistakes every now and then when predicting games.
Well, yeah, I think the Packers have a shot. I think it's going to be a tough game against Dallas, no doubt. But I do think Green Bay has a shot. And, you know, who knows? They could win it by a field goal. What do you think on the Packers-Dallas game coming up on Sunday? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Of course, you can hear this game right here on the Civic Media Radio Network if you live in select cities. Why do I say that? Because unlike college games, we at Civic Media do not have the rights. We're not able to purchase them for professional sports. So whether it's the Brewers, the Bucks, or the Packers, those leagues, in this case, the National Football League.
They have all their own expensive deals with various other providers.
And we're going to talk about those deals in a couple of minutes, by the way. But yes, you can hear the game if you live in Richland Center. My hometown on WRCO 100.9 FM, also down in the southeast part of the state on WRJN in Racine at 1400 AM and 99.9 FM, in Kenosha on 98.1 FM, and up in beautiful Park Falls at 98Q Country. That's WCQM in Park Falls at 98.3 FM. So Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, and Park Falls, all Civic Media stations that will be carrying the Packers-Cowboys game. It gets underway, kickoff at 3:30 on the Packers Radio Network with Wayne Larrivee and The Rock. I think it'll be a great game. I'm really hoping that, I think it comes down a lot of it. I know this sounds cliche. Does the defense get it done? I mean, can they stop Dak Prescott and Jake Ferguson in this offense? Because, you know, Mike McCarthy, an offensive guy, as Alex noted. And McCarthy's going to have a plan. And even though a lot of things have changed, some things of Green Bay are still the same. McCarthy's familiar with the team from playing against them a couple of years ago recently. And so these two teams know each other. They have a long history, of course, in the playoffs. Alex brought up that game from, 9 years ago. When it was ruled not a catch, that the Cowboy receiver did not have possession or make a football move going out of bounds. The Packers won that one on a technicality at Lambeau Field. A lot of hard feelings about that
It happens. It's it's just a part of sports. Having ref calls that you don't always agree with, but ultimately they're the ones who are trained to make those decisions.
But what are your feelings on the Packers game? What predictions do you have? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Rico from Rock County, listening in on WAUK, put a little shade on Alex, saying, "Hey, Alex, will they be able to keep the power on?" because Texas having a little bit of brownouts down there with the power grid.
Hopefully they can.
Also, Andrew from Maine saying, quote, if the pack wins, are you sending your Texan friends a package of cheese curds? A way better than eating the cow patties, unquote. Well, we didn't make a bet, but...
Maybe it's not too late.
I have not been doing well on my bets lately. So
maybe this will turn it all around. Double or nothing.
You're trying to push me into a life of gambling.
No, I know. I know. I'm sorry.
I did not do well with Terry Bell and Luke Mathers on the snowfall bet. So I will not be making any bets on the Packers game. But 844-967-2789, if you have predictions, what your feelings are on the Packer game, will you be listening? 844-967-2789, or call us or text us, whether on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, this is a great time to do it. You can download the app by going to your iPhone or Android device, going to your search bar, typing in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up, little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. So give us a call on that, because I do want to talk about the Packer game, but I also want to talk a little bit about Charles Barkley. And where in the world did I put my Charles Barkley story? There's so many things going on with weather and everything else today, Mr. Zomers, that I'm not exactly sure where I put it. But here's the thrust of it. Charles Barkley has said he has had enough of the NFL and putting games on streaming. Where specifically?
I want to see you peacock. You peacock. You peacock.
That's right. You peacock. Very good, Mr. Zomers. Here's the story. Saturday's playoff game between the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs will be broadcast exclusively on Peacock. It'll be the first NFL postseason game ever broadcast exclusively on Peacock or any other streaming service. So no matter what happens in the game, history will be made. But is it the kind of good history? Well, that's debatable. Charles Barkley is counted among those who do not like it. And if you ever, not like anybody does, but if you need more reasons to like Charles Barkley, here's another one. Charles Barkley did a long segment on ESPN yesterday, and as his spot neared its end, he railed against the decision to cover the game only on Peacock. Quote, showing this game not on cable, that's low class, unquote, Barkley said. He said, quote, that's not cool. They're just being greedy pigs. I'm glad some NFL players are taking shots at them. I know the NFL is the biggest thing in the world, but to put this game on Peacock and make some people have to buy Peacock, that's just low class. I'm disgusted. I love that.
Yeah, and I agree. And streaming is just turning into cable all right? over again,
yeah.
where you're going to have to pay a bajillion dollars every month and still get tons of ads.
Right, exactly. Barkley continued on his railing against the NFL and putting the Chiefs game on Peacock only. He said, quote, they sold the game for $110 million. And I know that's a lot of money, but the NFL is making $20 billion a year. To screw your fans like that, it's just not cool at all. That's just flat out greedy, and I'm disappointed in the NFL, unquote. Charles Barkley added that he would not be able to watch the game anyway, but if he was, he would boycott it. So Charles Barkley, like, I'm not going to watch this thing anyway. But if I could, I'd boycott it. I agree. I mean, is there nothing that we could just, like, have fun with anymore and watch over, you know, broadcast television? Do we have to go to that?
You'd think, but
I know
it's... It is really disappointing.
It is. Well, we're going to come back, talk more news for you, an update on weather as well, and round things out as we get ready to hand things off to our friend Matt Flynn at the top of the hour. Also, not just fascism that creeps in like little cat's feet. Winter weather creeps in. It is little snow, big snow, big snow, little snow. The Packers on the Civic Media Radio Network this weekend, 3:30 kickoff.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Palestina.
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 Palestina. Palestina. Israel.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Keeping the power on is one of the biggest challenges in a big winter storm. 23,000 homes and businesses in Wisconsin lost their electricity at one point Friday morning. The hardest hit area was Milwaukee County. Wisconsin lawmakers will likely take up tax cuts again. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says it would be hard to cut taxes without also cutting public services. Democrats say they'll prioritize working families.
People do want to have the services that are going to allow them and their families to live a good life in their communities. And they also want to feel like their tax burden is fair, right? And they see the benefit of that. So we try to balance all of those things.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy snow and still windy, gusts to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. For tonight, cloudy skies, 2 below, wind chills around 20 below. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, still a bit breezy, and highs in the single digits.
It's 21 right now.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Appreciate him being here on this snowy afternoon, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the world headquarters of Civic Media, where it is still snowing. Few people out on the sidewalks right now here in Madison, and it is snowing across the vast majority of the state of Wisconsin. Checking the weather radar quickly. The snow has kind of gone or started north now into Antigo, over to north of Wausau, down through to just south of Altoona near Osseo, and then everything south of that line, there is snow right now in the state of Wisconsin. For our listeners over in Amory, in Hayward, in Park Falls, no snow on the radar right now. Those roads remain in good winter driving condition, but pretty much anything south of Tomahawk, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Altoona, anything south of there is snow covered or at least slippery stretches. And once you get into the middle part of the state, say Wausau and south of there, near Wisconsin Dells, over to Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin, also near the state line down by Illinois, north of Watertown, kind of just southeast of Fond du Lac, all the way over to Manitowoc. That area receiving a lot of snow right now. There are blizzard warnings for Grant County and southwest Wisconsin. Also the Fox Valley, Appleton, DePere, Green Bay, Door County, blizzard warnings until noon tomorrow. And then also up in northern Wisconsin going into tomorrow into Bayfield County as well. So again, the Waukesha County government has put out a state of emergency, declaring a state of emergency for all of Waukesha County until tomorrow afternoon. They are asking people to stay sheltered in place if possible and do not travel unless absolutely necessary, as conditions are currently life-threatening. That from the Waukesha County government at this hour. Multiple accidents across state highways, including the interstate. Please, folks, if you do not have to travel today, stay home. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Rico, down in Rock County. Thanks for holding on, Rico. What do you got for us today?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hey, better than I hear your voice.
Charles Barkley there. Now, you know, we got to pay for Peacock. But you know what, Charles? I don't want to pay for cable either.
Well, that's right.
It should just be a broadcast. I don't know what's more expensive, right? But yeah. Anyway, as far as going back to the game, I think this is the game that whether Joe Barry keeps his job or not. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting matchup. I think it's going to be tight. We got LaFleur against McCarthy basically on the offense here. I do think this will be Jordan Love's best performance of the year. I'm hoping LaFleur at some point turns this kid loose. And I think the score, if I were to guess, I'm hoping back, go back, go, 24-20. 24-20, that's my
love it.
That's my point, Todd.
Rico, I'm with you. Hey, thank you. Keep safe out there this weekend. Have a great game watching it. Thanks a lot, Rico, down in Rock County. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to talk a little bit about the Packers-Cowboys game, which can be heard on Civic Media and some stations here on Civic Media on Sunday. Also, have any news for us in terms of a storm update or snow totals where you're at? Let's go to the phones. Larry in Sun Prairie. Larry, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, hi. It's all on the Packers, right? I thought it was bittersweet a little bit because I liked Mike McCarthy, and I can't remember why he was let go, but...
It was actually Aaron Rodgers. It was this conflict between him and Rodgers and kind of who was going to call the shots they let McCarthy go and kept Rodgers.
But anyway, I like both coaches immensely, and you know, I would root for each coach. So I really don't care who wins. Of course, I'm a Packer fan all the way, but
sure.
The other thing is Dallas has not been beaten at home all year, from what I understand. And Jerry Jones, I'd like to see him in the press box, you know, scowling because the Packers are going to beat him. And if you want a prediction, I think it's going to be about 26-13.
Pack?
So, Anyway,
are you saying 26?
Berkeley brought up
26-13 Packers.
Who's Afraid of a Large Black Man? Very good book. It's a series of interviews with important people that point out, you know, a lot of this diversity, equity, and inclusion. And very intelligent guy.
Yeah.
Should be a commentator. I mean, he sort of is anyway, but
right.
He's not a good golfer. But anyway, go Packers. And hey, the interstate, you can tell where the county line ends because as soon as I hit the Lake Mills area, the interstate is down to one lane that's clean, and the left lane is kind of snow-covered or ice-covered. But prior to that, the entire interstate is clean. It's just wet.
Okay.
But it's not snowing right now, but it will later. So
yeah.
Waukesha is a county of an emergency, and that's what I was doing from 2 this morning.
Wow.
I don't drive a semi or anything. I'm in my private SUV, but it's passable. Everything in Waukesha County is passable, but really stay off the roads. Everything's closed anyway. You might get a gas station that's open, but stay safe. So
hey,
thanks for taking the call. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Larry. Really appreciate the update there. Larry from Sun Prairie having to work on the roads, and as he said, it's passable in some places if you slow down. But I mean, man, I don't want to be on an interstate when it's down to one lane. And again, as Larry said, some of the snow is spotty, but looking at the radar right now, there is still a lot of snow back into Iowa that is still to come this way. I mean, it's snowing all the way back into Des Moines. It's snowing all the way to Omaha, Nebraska right now. And all that snow still has to come through Wisconsin. So we have a long ways to go, folks. Again, Waukesha County, as Larry said, is under a state of emergency. They're asking people to stay off the roads in Waukesha County. But really, all of Wisconsin right now, not great driving conditions.
And don't let his description of the roads as passable encourage you, because when I spoke to him on the phone, he also said, yeah, not too many cars in the ditch, which means there are some.
So yeah, better just to stay home. But I do want to pick up, Larry had a great point there towards the end, and it was a little garbled, but yes, Charles Barkley did write that book, and I believe the title, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is Who's Afraid of a Large Black Man? And that was the name of the book. I just want to clarify that was the actual name of Charles Barkley's book.
That is the name, yes.
Yeah. And Charles, this is one of the reasons I love Charles Barkley, is yes, he was a great basketball player and he's a sports guy, but he's also just a good observationalist of life and has written a lot and thoughtfully on a lot of different issues. There was a time, and maybe it's still out there, that a lot of people thought, well, maybe Charles Barkley will run for office at some point. Some, you know, national, whether it's U.S. Senate or Congress or what have you. I don't think he will at this point. I just don't think he has the patience for it. And Charles Barkley has done very, very well. Thank you very much. In terms of professional and financial success, he doesn't need politics to make him. He's already been made himself. But he's a smart guy. And actually, you know, people that listen to the show know I'm a fan of Gayle King at CBS. And they have a new show, which I have not had a chance to see yet, on CNN, called King Charles, which I think is a great name for a show. Gayle King and Charles Barkley, they call it King Charles.
That
and they talk
fun.
About current affairs and news and that sort of thing. So, and he's also lost a lot of weight. He's lost like 50 pounds. He looks fantastic. So, and I love him during March Madness as well, because he always has, you know, something smart to say, and he just tells it like it is, right? He doesn't suffer fools easily, and he never sugarcoats things. So I'm a big fan of Charles Barkley. So, yeah, check out his book as well.
Yeah, I might have to pick that up after I took a look at it, and it looks like it is a really great conversation with a lot of prominent people, especially Black people, about racism in America. And it takes this complicated topic, and all the reviews that I'm seeing say that it distills it down into very easy to understand language.
Well, there you go. Always good. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to chime in about the Packers-Cowboys game coming up on Sunday, or anything else, we'll make an open line Friday, I guess, for the rest of the show. Feel free to call in 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you could also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. We've been talking about the Packers, but I do want to mention quickly that there is basketball coming up tomorrow, weather permitting. Now, I've not heard any updates on this game. My guess is that Northwestern came up to Madison last night. That'd be my guess, but I haven't heard that. Right now, the Badgers are set to take on the Northwestern Wildcats at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Kohl Center. People might have a tough time getting there if the game goes on, but it's a huge game. The Badgers are number one in the Big Ten, Northwestern number two. So you can hear that game on Civic Media, on Wisconsin Rapids, also in Richland Center, Amory, Racine, and Kenosha. The good news is, if you don't live in any of those towns or cities, you can stream the Badger game on the Civic Media app. Just go to one of those stations. I, of course, go to WRCE in Richland Center. But Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Racine, and Kenosha, all those stations will stream the Badger basketball game tomorrow morning, Northwestern visiting Wisconsin. Huge game to determine number one in the Big Ten. So that's coming up. And then tomorrow night, it is scheduled for the Golden State Warriors to be at the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum, 6:30. Tip-off time for that game, and you can listen to the Bucks on Oshkosh Air Support. You can also listen to it in Richland Center, Amory, Racine, Kenosha, and Park Falls. So all those sports, I think that gets us through all of our sporting broadcasts for the weekend. We're going to come back, I think, and do a little update here in a few minutes on a we'll check weather one more time, road conditions, before we turn it over to our friend Matt Flynn. Mr. Zomers will have a board game of the week. Don't have a lot of time to get into this deeply, but I do want to mention this. This is a great story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Jesse Apoyan this week. We'll talk about it more next week, but did not get a lot of coverage because there were other things going on this week. But just to let you know that there was a decision that was a partial win for Republicans, but also, I think, a win for most Wisconsinites. Republicans challenged the use of 2022 of a mobile voting van that traveled throughout the city of Racine to meet with voters in neighborhoods and collect early ballots. And in interpreting the state laws, that this judge in Racine County said that was, quote, a bridge too far, and basically overturned it and said that you can't use this mobile voting van anymore. But what the judge did say is that you can do early voting and kept that intact. And so I think it was a huge win for early voting in Wisconsin, although this van apparently, and of course it could always be appealed further up the judicial system. But I thought that was an interesting decision by this judge in Racine. I'm not a judge, so I mean, I personally don't agree with that. I think that more voting, and again, this wasn't like somebody off the street just said, hey, let me take your ballot. This was, my understanding is, it was authorized through the city of Racine. They were certified and trained election poll workers who were running this. And I think as long as everybody has been certified and trained and it's part of the county voting process, I see no problem with it. But
I don't see it as any different from being in a stationary location if they're right, following the same processes.
I just think it's a matter of meeting people where they're at. There are people who don't drive, who can't drive for very health reasons or age or other reasons, don't have a driver's license. And so I think if you can drop your ballot off, again, at a certified, secure facility, or if there is a certified trained person, you know, doing a mobile voting thing, I think that's great. I think, and again, I've said this during my years in politics, when I would occasionally speak to school groups, I would say, look, I don't care whether you're going to vote for my candidate or my party or not. Just vote. Vote and exercise your right to democracy, because people have given their lives for that freedom and that right. We're going to come back, board game of the week with Mr. Aaron Zomers, another check of our weather and roads, and then we'll turn things over to Matt Flynn. Stay with us. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on Civic Media. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, our great friend and fantastic colleague. He takes you to the front lines of history being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn Direct, do not miss it immediately following our program. A quick update, a correction, and this is why we love our listeners. Thank you, Robert from Richland Center, a devoted listener who reminds us that Toddy got the tip-off time for tomorrow's game, Wisconsin against Northwestern, wrong. I'm an hour early, which rarely happens to Todd. the actual game time, and thank you, Robert, for helping me double-check this. Actually, Wisconsin hosting Northwestern, tip-off at 11 a.m. is the actual game time. I believe the pregame may start around 10. Well, the actual game time is 11 o'clock. So thank you, Robert, for keeping us honest and keeping us on the right track there. Should be a great game. I hope they can play it because I hope as many people, at least within the city of Madison that don't have to drive, can get to the game tomorrow because the Badgers are going to need a rowdy and loud Kohl Center tomorrow to help pull off the win because Northwestern is for real this year. They are number two in the Big Ten right now. Time now once again at 1:52 for our board game of the week.
What is up, everybody? It's your boy Aaron Sommers back with another board game of the week, the first new one for this year of 2024. So today's board game of the week is Apiary.
Apiary, all right.
So Apiary is a game about bees in space.
Oh.
Basically, that sounds a little out of left field, and it is. Here's the premise of the
game. Explain, Mr. Summers.
So it is the distant future, and humanity has gone extinct or otherwise left Earth, and who rises up in their place but the bees? Oh. So we now have hyper-intelligent, sentient bees traveling through space to build new hives.
Very good.
They've managed to come a long way technologically, but of course, you can only push your body so far. Bees still need to hibernate in the winter. So the game is all about expanding your colony of bees and getting different resources quickly enough before your worker bees have to go hibernate. Right. So everybody gets a certain amount of bees in hibernation, and then the game will be over.
Got it.
So you just try and build as much as you can in that
time.
I like this one.
Yeah, this is very good. Timely indeed, as they say. So is it actually a board game or are there pieces or what?
Yes, it's made by Stonemaier Games or published by them, the same people who made Wingspan that I've talked about before, which has all the nice little bird eggs and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This also has a lot of really nice pieces. You got your little bees. You got a big queen bee mothership piece that flies around and to explore. A bunch of little hex tiles for different resources that you can put in your hive. Uh-huh. The art is fantastic. If you've ever wondered what a futuristic space bee geneticist or botanist might look like, well, here's your chance to find out. They have a lot of different bee professions drawn. You can teach your bees different dances to increase productivity.
And you know, do it over the weekend, get a little buzz going.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That was bad. I'm sorry. A dad joke, as they say. This one sounds like, I like this one. It's going to be a perfect weekend to stay inside, have a beverage of your choice, and enjoy a board game.
Yeah, I'll have to get my roommates to play it. I'll have to teach them because I just got it for Christmas because this game just came out in November.
Oh,
okay. It is $75.
A little pricey.
but it's got a lot of very nice pieces. It's a pretty big game. It's a very hefty box. I was surprised when I picked it up. It seems like it's worth it. I've had a lot of fun with it so far. Haven't played it a lot because I just got it. But
the name of it, name again?
It is Apiary. 1 to 5 players, takes about 60 to 90 minutes to play, and is about $75. But there, it's already on sale for maybe $65 in a lot of places. That's what I got it for.
Fantastic. There's your board game of the week. 5 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock when our friend Matt Flynn will take over. Let's check one more time because there are a couple of updates for you on this winter storm that is crossing Wisconsin. I will tell you the blizzard warnings have been expanded, particularly in northeast Wisconsin. It had been including a place like Door County, Green Bay, down to Outagamie County, Appleton, and most of the upper Fox Valley, kind of Neenah, Menasha, and just right on the line with Oshkosh and north of that. It has now been expanded over to Marinette and Menominee, and also into Shawano County. So be aware of that, most of kind of the northeastern part of the state, not most, but kind of where the thumb is, if you look at Wisconsin and the back of your hand and you look at the thumb, that's Door County, and then Green Bay, of course, and then kind of down into the Fox Valley, and then just starting to go west, kind of northwest of Green Bay into Shawano County. All those places are now under a blizzard warning. And many of those places may receive, and again, I don't want to be alarmist, but simply looking at the National Weather Service forecast, many of those places in northeast Wisconsin, the Fox Valley, up through Green Bay, Door County, Shawano, could see anywhere between 15 and 19 inches of snow by the time all is said and done, and this wraps up tomorrow evening. Part of the danger is that across Wisconsin is when the snow is done, or as it's continuing to fall, many places in northeast Wisconsin, also southwest Wisconsin in Grant County, blizzard warning, as well as up by Bayfield County along Lake Superior, a blizzard warning, 50-mile-per-hour winds plus. So this snow that does fall, as the temperatures fall, it's going to get blowing and drifting. So even if it's not snowing, many of these roads may be impassable, particularly county roads or rural roads where there's not a lot of buildings to slow down the wind. So I also want to let you know that in Waukesha County, there is a state of emergency has been declared by the Waukesha County government until tomorrow afternoon. A stay sheltered in place, if possible, is out. Do not travel, they say, unless absolutely necessary. Conditions are currently life-threatening. Again, a state of emergency has been declared by the Waukesha County government. Also in from the Milwaukee Airport, General Mitchell Field, they have posted on their Twitter page, despite reports by National Fox News and others online, General Mitchell Field is technically open. They are not going to close down, but please do call and check ahead as some flights may be either delayed or canceled. But they're going to keep plowing things on the runways. And General Mitchell Field, as at last check in Milwaukee, is still technically open. But again, if you do not have to drive, folks, every single county, all 72 in Wisconsin, have some winter storm warnings or blizzard warnings out through tomorrow. Stay safe and hunker down. Thank you so much for being with us. Continue to listen to Civic Media. We'll continue to update you on this weather from our weather folks and news folks throughout the rest of today. Have a great weekend, Mr. Zomers. Thanks to you. Thanks to Alex Henvey for coming on and talking about the Packers and the Cowboys. Go Pack, go. We'll see you on Monday. Matt Flynn is next. Keep banging your drum. Stay safe out there.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is